Something on my heart.
Tetei zara zavatra anakiray izay ho anatin'nyfoko aminareo ahako.
And it's like at New Year people come and they put like new goals in front of themselves.
Takandrova hoe tonga ny taona vaovao a, dia tonga ny olona dia mametraka tanjona vaovao eo alohany eo.
They say this year I'm going to do this, this year I'm going to do that.
Dia hoe izy am titontia anao an'izao, am titontia anao an'izao.
Maybe someone says this year I'm going to lose 5 kilograms and get my body in shape.
Dia angamba sasa mety mitena am titontia atoko mihitsy izay ialan'ny 5 kilao amiko a, dia mba misimisy bika indray amty.
Maybe some of you should say this year I'm going to put on 2 kilograms.
Angamba sasa mety mila mitena am titontia mila mba mahazo roa kilao.
Some people say this year I'm going to pray every single day.
Then sasandrem tena mitontia isanandro sanandro ivavaka foana.
And these are good goals.
Tereny atanjona tsara reny.
It's good to set ourselves some goals.
Tena tsara mihitsy le hoe mametraka tanjona tsika ho antsika.
But I don't want to start my year there.
Fa kanefa tsion tiko anombohana ny taonako.
I don't want to begin this year with me and me relying on how hard I can try.
Atesats te anomboka hoe miente atramiko le hoe ohatra ny ahoana ny ezaka farany lehibe izay vitako.
At the start of this year I want to recommend to you that you put your eyes on God.
Fa anombohana ny titontia te hitonanao hoe apetrao any amin'Andriamanitra ny masonao.
Rather than trusting in yourself and how hard you can try to be better.
Te aza hoe metehatra amin'ny tenanao sy ny hoe tahaka ny ahoana ny ezaka tsara indrindra vitanao.
I want to say let this year be a year of faith in God.
Teitena hoe aoka titonty ho taona ny finoana ao amin'Andriamanitra.
Let's read Psalm 111 together.
Andao vakitsika ny Salamo fa raika ambe folo amby zato vakitsika miaraka.
I think it's 10 verses.
Ie misy andala tsoratra masina folo ao.
So let's read through
them. Tsika vakitsika ary le izy. Salam fa raika ambe folo amby zato. Alleluia, hideran'i Jehovah ny foko rehetra aho eo amin'ny fivorian'ny marina sy ny fiangonan-dehibe. Lehibe ny asan'i Jehovah ka dinihiny izay rehetra mankasitraka azy. Madera sady malaza ny asany ary ny fahamarinany maharitra mandrakizay. Manao izay ahatsiarovana ny fahagagana ataony izy, miantra sy mamindra fo Jehovah, nomeny hanina izay matahotra azy. Tsarovany mandrakizay ny fanekeny, ny heri ny asany nasehony tamin'ny olona, tamin'ny nanomezany azy ny lovan'ny jentilisa. Ny asan'ny tanany dia fahamarinana sy fitsarana, mahatoky avokoa ny didiny rehetra. Mitoetra mafy mandrakizay dori ireny, fa natao tamin'ny fahamarinana sy ny fahitsiana. Manatitra fanavotana ho an'ny olona izy. Efa nanorona ny fanekeny ho mandrakizay izy, masina sy mahatahotra ny anarany. Ny fahatahorana an'i Jehovah no fiandoham-pahendrena, fahalalana tsara no ananan'izay rehetra mankatoa izany, maharitra mandrakizay ny fiderahana azy.
It begins, praise the Lord.
Manomboka le izy amin'le hoe mideran'i Jehovah.
And ends with to him belongs eternal praise.
Ary dia mifarana amin'ilay hoe ho anazy ane a ny fiderana maharitra mandrakizay.
And through all this psalm,
dia man ao anatin'ireo salamo rehetrarehetra ireo,
it's reminding us of how good God is.
Dia fampatsehivana antsika ny hatsaran'Andriamanitra.
That what he does is great.
Hoe ny zavatra izay nataony dia tena lehibe.
That he is faithful.
Hoe mahatoky izy.
God is faithful.
Matoky Andriamanitra.
Let's pray.
Ndotsika ivavaka.
Heavenly Father, this is your word.
Ry Andriamanitra raio itiny teninao.
And I pray that you would speak into our hearts.
Ary mivavaka mba hiteny ety anatin'ny fonay ianao.
And remind us this morning of your faithfulness.
Ary apatsiahy anay amin'ity maraina ity ny amin'ny fa mahatoky anao.
May you be the anchor to us.
Ienao anela vato fantsika ho anay.
The foundation under our feet.
Ilay tena fototra ho ambany tongotray.
And the hope that is ahead of us.
Ary ilay fanantenana eo alohanay.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Some of us worry about how we're going to get things right. But at the beginning of this year, I want you to think about God and His faithfulness. Because this year must be built on that and not on yourself. Built on trusting God. And faith in God. And it's reasonable to put your trust in God. It's not actually risky. It's not making a mistake. You can lose in business. Make a bad decision and lose money. You may be cheated or tricked by your partner. You can lose in love. You marry someone. And a few years later you're disappointed. That's no excuse, you must stick with it. But there's no guarantee. But with God, He is faithful. So that means when you put your hope in Him, He will never disappoint you. I can tell you that in my own life. I've come to understand God's faithfulness through the experiences of life. In other words, the day that I was born again, I knew nothing about God's faithfulness. I was just discovering His love for me. But I actually had no experience yet of His faithfulness. Later I realized He was the one who was looking after me my whole life. When I was 23 years old,
or
maybe younger, I'm not very good with history and dates.
21
or something, I was young still. My father passed away. And I felt like I had so much life still that I needed a father to help me. I was failing exams at university. I'd broken up with a girlfriend that things didn't go well with. And then my dad died. It wasn't a good time. And I thought about my future. And I thought, when I make big decisions, who will I turn to? When I need to make financial decisions, I need wisdom. When I need to find a wife and I need advice. How will I make it through life? Without my dad there. And God's word, He says He will be a father to the fatherless. And I said to God, I need you. I need you to help me not to make stupid mistakes. I need you to help me not to make stupid mistakes. When I faced exams, I asked God to help me. Not just to help me pass, to help me study. You don't ask for a free ride.
Jy not so het tonge dem man dem zapts man du fre futsen.
But when it came time to make big decisions like buying a house or a car.
Fare vatonga ndray ftona we fana pake ftangeza pe otra we ma vid tran na vid tomobila.
Deciding to commit to get married.
Ndwe anapake ftena we anukatena we anambadi.
Things that terrify a person.
Ren savatra le mapangovtra ul ren.
Because you can make big mistakes.
Satieno avakatena we manofa tsuna ngeza be.
Or you can receive big blessings.
Nawe avaka mandray fitahina ngeza be.
I called on God.
Temnianzo nandremanta.
I said, God help me, God lead me, God guide me, give me wisdom.
Tentena andremanto apiwa tariwa turilalana apiwa mfanapakevtra ngeza peze atoko.
I even asked God at times to break a relationship if it was a bad relationship.
Sara nisy fotona nitentamina andriamanitra tapao mintsy ty fifandraisa koa amin'ity olontira ohatra ka fifandraisana tsy mety io.
I asked God to close the door that I wanted to go through.
Tena ngataka tamina andriamanitra hoe akatony le varavarana izay mety hoe tiako hidirana.
I would rather hit my head on the closed door than go through the wrong door.
Alo lavitra raha ny androko tena toa dia hoe voadona le varavarana miditra toy izay hiditra any amin'ny varavarana tsy tokony hidirako.
Deciding how many children to have.
Ny fanapakevitra akizy firy no osaza firy no anana.
To whatever extent that's in your hands. I mean, it's not really in your hands.
Ohatrany hoe eo ampelatananao izany kanefa moa tsy tena hoe eo ampelatananao izany.
But deciding whether to aim for a big family or a small one.
Fa le fanapakevitra fianakaviana ngeza be sa fianakaviana somary kelikely.
Is pressure.
Ohatrany manery izany.
How will I feed all these mouths? I need faith.
Mila finoana.
I need to know God is saying yes, go for it.
Mila mahalala hoe miteny amiko Andriamanitra ye mandehana fa tsy maninona.
I need to be willing to submit to his no if he says no.
Ary mila ihany koa hoe vonona ny anaiky eo ambany fitenenana hoe tsy raha ohatra ka tsy ilay izy.
So years pass.
Then last and ton.
And there are good times and bad times.
Then is ftona tsara sy ftona ratsy.
But over years.
Fatare fa lasa le tona be da be iny a.
God works to direct the course of our lives.
Te andremanitra ny asa manitsy a ny fiainako any amin'ny tokony ho alehany.
And what I've discovered is.
Then zavatra tsikaritro te zao.
When I've put things in his hands, when I've asked for his wisdom.
Rehefa nampetrako teo ampelatanany le zavatra, rehefa nangataka ny fahendreny a.
When I've trusted him and found the courage to do what he's telling me to do.
Rehefa natoky azy a, dia nahazo faherezana mba hanao an'izay eritreretiko hoe tinitiny ataoko.
He has never failed. He has never disappointed me.
Tetsina ndis fanatenanana mintsiny izy na nahafoy anana mintsy tao anatiny reny.
So it is reasonable to put your faith in God.
Ka tena mety tsara mintsiny fametrahanao a ny finoanao eo amin'Andriamanitra.
Because he is faithful.
Satria izy mahatoky.
And that's what the psalm is showing us.
Dia izany no aseho an'ity salamo ity amintsika.
That he's done all these things, his deeds are good.
Hoe efa nanao an'ireny zavatra rehetrarehetra ireny izy a ary dia tsara ny asany.
He's provided food.
Namatsy sakafo izy.
He's upheld his commitment.
Ary dia tena tazomina foana mintsiny azy a fanekenany teneniny.
He's given the land of foreigners to his people.
Ary ny tany vahiny aza nomeny olony.
Israel did inherit Canaan.
Ye, Israel dia tena nandova tokoa ny Kanana.
God was good on his promise.
Tena tsara Andriamanitra amin'ny teny izay hampanantenainy.
And so my first point is that from my life experience.
Ka ny teboka voalohany izay teneniko izany dia hoe teo amin'ny ny traikeva izay efa nilalovako teo amin'ny fiainako a.
I have a testimony of God's faithfulness.
Dia manana fijoroana avy amin'ny olombelona amin'izany hoe mahatoky an'Andriamanitra izany.
Can't you say the same thing?
Enao kove de tsy afaka iteny mitovy amin'izany.
The ones here who have walked for many years with God.
Ireo izay efa niarana andeha matona maro a tamin'Andriamanitra eto.
At the very least you can say you're alive.
De faravakeliny enao afaka miteny mbola velona enao.
You've got clothes on.
Mikanjo enao.
I haven't heard your stomach grumbling too loudly. There's no one here who's wasting away.
Tsy mbola ihany hoe nanenina be ny kibonao tsy misy olona hoe ohatrany hoe me
Some of you have put on weight.
Sasana aminareo ara ny angeza.
I mean, it's a sign of God's provision.
Tiko tenena hoe proof zany ahitantsika hoe mamatsy antsika Andriamanitra.
Here you are. Because God is faithful.
And
we should learn this.
That as
years go on and life passes, look back. God got you all the way. So I want to say we can trust in God because He's faithful. But now some more exhortations about having faith in God. You need to have faith in God's better plan. What I mean is you won't always get what you want. Some people are like, I'm trusting God for a car. I remember Tanterika and his telling me how he named and claimed a
4x4.
That's like 10 years ago. And still 2 or 3 years ago, we were laughing about it. Still no 4x4. And the model that he wanted, he knew what it was. And God never gave it to him. Well, now finally he is driving a car. So maybe his faith has borne fruit at last. But sometimes we don't get what we want because God has a better plan. In Hebrews, in chapter 11, we read about all these great men of faith. Let's look at Hebrews 11, verse 39 and
40.
I just said God makes good on His promises. And this text says they didn't receive what He promised.
It
seems like a contradiction. God promised His people an inheritance. And that includes us.
And
God is faithful to give. But each generation had to take some more ground, fight some more battles, take some more ground. They ultimately worked together because God's plan is always better than just the individual. In other words, when God makes promises, it's not simply to bless you, but through you to bless others. So that others will also be part of that blessing. And so sometimes when you ask God for something, He gives it, but you don't get it. David asked to build the temple, but Solomon built the temple. You ask God for inheritance, but maybe someone else will receive it.
Ka angama metul kafano andray azy.
It's fantastic.
Tena matalanjona tsara be.
It so challenges our selfish motives.
Tena manetsiketsika an'le fitiavatena tsika mihitsy izany.
We ask God to possess the land.
Mangataka amin'Andriamanitra tsika mba andray an'le tany.
And then God gives it to our descendants.
Tena taranakitsika nomena an'le izy.
Spiritually.
Taranakara-panahy.
So, this isn't a fight for your flesh and blood family. This is spiritual stuff I'm talking about.
Tia kurtsy le fianakaviana ranofo nresahako eto fa resaka ara-panahy.
So when we say God give us the lost, as a local church, I pray God send the lost. And God says I'm
going
to do it. And then maybe I get sick and I get removed and someone else takes my place and leads the church. And then revival comes. And all the lost come after me. I'm gone and then they come. You can sulk and say, I didn't get what I want from God. Or you can celebrate when you realize that too is your inheritance. So when we have faith in God, we can trust him to fulfill his promises. Even beyond our own lives. He is that faithful. Some of the prayers you pray, God is going to answer after you, in generations after you, and in lives beyond your life. And why would he do that? Because it's better. It's better for more people, for everyone. You and I are included in the promises that God made to Abraham. We are receiving what was promised to those generations. So that we together with them can be the recipients of God's blessing.
So,
trust God. Even when things don't seem to be happening fast enough. Have faith in God's ability to get you there, to where you need to be.
Manana finuna amnwe afaka andriamanitra hitondranao any amin'ny toerana izay tokony hisy anao.
Look at Hebrews 12 verse 1 and 2.
Jereva neny Hebreo toko faharoa ambin'ny folo dia nandininy voalohany sy faharoa e. Ko amin'izany, satria misy vavolombelona maro be toy izany manodidina antsika, toy ny rahona, dia aoka isika koa hanaisitra izay rehetra mitambesatra amintsika mba amin'ny ota izay malaky mahazo antsika, ary aoka isika hiazakazaka amin'ny faharetana amin'izao fihazakazahana filokana napetraka eo anoloantsika izao, mijere an' Jesosy tompon'ny finoantsika sy mpanefa azy izay naharitra ny azo fijaliana fa tsy nitandro enatra mba hahazahoany ny fifaliana napetraka teo anoloany ka dia efa mipetraka eo amin'ny ankavanan'ny seza fiandrianan'Andriamanitra izy.
This is the two verses I want to close with this morning.
Ity ilay andalan-tsoratra masina anankiroa izay tiako hamaranana anazy amin'ity maraina ity.
I want to ask you during this week to come back to Hebrews 12 verse 1 and 2 in your own time.
Tena mangataka aminareo amin'ity herinandro ity, miverena mihitsy dia vakio indray io Hebreo toko faharoa ambin'ny folo andininy voalohany sy faharoa io any amin'ny fotoana izay anananao any.
Try to remember. Because these two verses explain how you should respond. In light of the fact that there's so many people, there's many witnesses. We're surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, it says. All the people who've testified of God's faithfulness. Like Noah and Abraham.
David,
Gideon, all these people that we can read their testimony of how God came through. Other Christians around you in this community, they'll tell you God is faithful. If you're a young Christian, and you speak to someone who's walked with God for 20 years, you're surrounded by this cloud of witnesses. What should you do? It says, throw off everything that's slowing you down. Get rid of the sin that so easily entangles you. And run hard after God. Run with perseverance. It's an attitude that says, the promises of God are ahead and I'm not going to stop running until I die. I may die not getting everything I wanted, but God is faithful. I'm going to fix my eyes on Jesus. He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. He's the one who put faith in our hearts at the beginning. And he's the one that will grow that faith and bring it to completion. So he really is the beginning and the end of our race. So we fix our eyes on Jesus. And we say, this year I'm going to go further for you. I'm going to get rid of sin. I'm
going
to look to you. I'm going to run with perseverance. We as a church are going to take more inheritance for the kingdom together. And Jesus endured the cross. And he said, who cares? About this suffering, this pain,
says
he scorned the shame. It means he like said he mocked the shame. He's seated in glory now.
So
he's because he knew where he was going. He saw beyond the cross. And if we fix our eyes on Jesus, then it doesn't matter how many times we have to take our shoes off and wade through water. It doesn't matter how many times things don't go well. It doesn't matter what giants we have to fight when the lease expires on this venue. It doesn't matter what battle you are facing. God is faithful. Run hard after him. Run with perseverance. So my encouragement to you this morning is let this year be a year of faith in God, where you say, God, I'm going to go through this year with you. whether I go through the valley or whether I'm on the mountain top.
Going
with God.
Let's pray.
Father, we need you.
Raio mila nao zai.
We need your Holy Spirit.
Milan fanai no masni zai.
We need your word.
Milan ten nao zai.
Won't you put faith in us today?
Okay, no na metaka finuna tianatnai androan.
And help us to live this year by faith.
Te ampiu zai yainan titon ti ampnun.
Be willing to fight any fight.
Ar tena ufuna yad zai ad tukno tiana reet.
Knowing that you have called us.
Ar am fa lalanai we satiwa ni ansonai enau.
You have covenanted with us.
Ar nanofane kena tamnai enau.
You are committed to us.
Ar manuka tena wanai enau.
And you are completely faithful.
Ar eno de tena ma tuktuku.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.